from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Oh my goodness, it's happening.
This is a big deal.
I hope you're watching on Twitch or on the YouTube channel as our special guest has arrived. There's a hug happening between Dan Bernstein and our special guest. You should race to Twitch or the YouTube channel and see the video. I told you that somebody was coming to host the back half of the show and was going to have the option to send Dan Bernstein home dismissively and authoritatively. The guesses from the listeners were Terry Bores, Mike Murphy, Dan McNeil, and some people did indeed guess Barry Rossner.
I saw Mike North guess in there.
Did you? Yeah. Mike North was a guess. Maybe Mike North knows.
You're dismissed, Dan.
Barry Rossner.
I don't need to go anywhere. I'm allowed to stay, right?
I don't know.
I've already cleared my afternoon.
If he's staying, I'm leaving.
I cleared my whole afternoon. I got nowhere to be.
I don't even know why I'm here. I still don't understand this or how this happened. It
this
is my
great.
Hope.
I don't want to.
I want to be clear about this.
Yes.
Under no circumstances.
Yes.
Will I come back and work here? Under no circumstances. Will I come back and work?
What do you call this?
This is not working. This is stupid. I don't know why I'm here.
I know. The truth is, we've been trying to have a visit, and this is the most convenient time.
Well, look. Let's be honest. There's also no circumstances under which Mitch would ever hire me. So it's not something anybody has to worry about. But
did you have to get clearance from Mitch?
I did not get clearance from Mitch, but one of us did.
Okay.
I think Shane took care of that. We're good.
So I just happened to be on the way home. So Spiegel's been pestering me for what, like 5 years?
However long it's been. Yeah.
And
especially Sundays. I'm like, hit and run, dude. Come on, open chair.
Please. Yeah, like I'm doing that. I just always said no, and there was no chance it was going to happen. Earlier this week, he started begging me for today, and I said, "Well, I'm going to be driving back from Michigan. I'm playing golf that morning."
Oh, I see. Right, because they came to me like, "Hey, we've exhausted all possibilities. We're in a pinch."
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
You were not the first choice, Dan. You weren't even probably the 10th choice.
I know.
Yeah, even if you weren't working the earlier show, you wouldn't have been the first choice.
But I just happened to be driving back. I said, "Look, if I do this,
yeah."
Will you stop texting me? Will you leave me alone forever now? Is this it? Does this suffice? Can you just leave me alone?
I'll take that into consideration.
Oh, for the love of God.
What'd you shoot today?
First 18. This was lovely.
This is Barry Rosner's life, by the way.
Michael Jordan
now,
over here.
Now that he doesn't do radio or newspapers, you're among the happiest humans on the planet these days, aren't you?
I don't know anybody happier than I suppose people who have my life and are wealthy, which I am not, are probably happier than I am.
What's the difference?
I don't think so.
What's the difference?
Well, it's nice to not have that to ever think about or worry about, but I don't think too much about it.
I think? My brother used to say that being a professional musician was like being independently wealthy without the wealth, which I thought.
Yes.
So that's you.
There's wisdom in that.
You're independently wealthy.
First 18, what'd you shoot?
On the first 18, you're going to love this. I went 49-35. I mean, how stupid is that? Then I went 42-42.
Oh, that's
cool. And I, on a very nice private course, which I've been asked to play many, many times. A buddy of mine knows a member, so
Merit Club?
We went. What's that?
Merit Club?
No, this was in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
I've played the Merit Club. Come on.
No, of course you have. I'm just curious. Had a very nice.
Please, the Merit Club.
I know it's hard to get out of there.
I do love the Merit Club, by the way, and I'd like to go back if anybody wants to invite me.
If anybody's listening, I don't want to play golf there. I just want to fish.
Okay.
I would play golf, but if you say, no, Barry Bernstein can never golf here, if you just let me wander around, I'll be there, and just you won't even see me. I won't get in anybody's way.
That's a lovely property.
I know. Apparently, there's bass the size of gunboats.
Yeah, that's of absolutely no interest.
You know, I was thinking, my original vision for this, Shane, what do you think? My original vision for this was that Barry would come here and just kick Bernstein out, just like unceremoniously kick him to the curb. But I realized what's happening is that Barry's directing all of his condescension to Dan and not me. And it's quite lovely. It's very comfortable.
I think in a perfect world.
I was just hoping you would remember that I really don't like you very much.
There it is.
And maybe you would remember that you didn't really like working with me that much. And then you would just stop asking me. That's what today is about. Today, it's my hope that we can put an end to this and that you'll leave me alone.
I can't leave you alone. Barry, I've never forgotten that I don't like you. Okay. Just to hold on to that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That has never left my heart.
I just kind of appreciate that.
Tanny, what were you going
to
say?
No, in a perfect world, Barry decides whether or not Dan has to stay, and of course he would make him stay till 6 just because, but then you freeze him out on the air all day and don't let him get a word in. That would be the perfect world for all of us.
Tanny, can I have a little more audio, please?
A little more juice in there?
No, I got plenty of those.
I know it's been a while, Barry, but you got a knob down there by your headphone jack.
Show me where. This is a new studio.
Just trace the headphone cord back to the origin.
How's that?
It's a new studio.
Forgot how to do everything.
I've never been in this studio.
You just have to make me a promise, Rosner.
Is that true?
That I promise I won't share anything you and I have texted to each other if you make the same promise. Because we're both fired. We're both.
Yeah, but I can't be canceled,
that's
Dan.
True.
I have nothing to lose.
Yes, that's
I'm going to start looking through those texts right now. Yeah.
No, because it's going to get everywhere.
And I know some of those are 11 o'clock drunk texts.
And some
too. When did you start drinking so much?
It might get my kid kicked out of college. That's what I'm worried about. That's my bigger worry.
We're gonna have Hamas protesters out on Michigan Avenue.
It's gonna be insane. So just as long as we're careful there.
Oh, because... Jesus!
I know. It already happened. Yeah. Oh no, we do need to take a break. That's right. Will someone please control the situation? Oh wait, it's me. Good luck, everybody. It's Spiegs and Bernstein and Rosner. How did this happen on the score? The state of one of our local teams was sad and then funny and then sad again. Then we forgot about it.
And now
I don't even know what it is.
It's still sad.
Well, we're going to talk about that next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.